Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Thank you, dear.
Say, Mom, Dad, would it be okay if I went over to Julie Foster's for a little while?
What, again?
Never mind.
You've been over there every night this week.
I have not, and you know it.
Have you finished your homework?
Yeah, all finished. We didn't have practice today, so I did most of it this afternoon.
Do you have a date with Julie?
Well, no, I don't have a date with her, but she'll be there.
Well, you sound very sure of yourself.
No, I'm not sure of myself. I'm just sure she's going to be there, that's all. Is it okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, say, Dave, do me a favor and give Julie a buzz and tell her I'm on my way over.
Sure. I'll say, Julie Loverboy's on his way over.
Hey, you better not.
Wally, I'll see she gets the message.
Okay, Mom. Thanks a lot. So long.
Beaver, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to do a favor for your brother once in a while.
I know, but I don't like talking to girls on the phone. All the time acting silly and giggling.
Hello, may I speak to Julie, please? Oh? Well, no, thank you very much. Bye.
She's not at home?
No, she left an hour ago on a date.
With one of her girlfriends?
No, with a boy.
Boy, this is just like one of those old Mickey Rooney pictures on TV.
Last night, Wally was out quite late. Wonder where he was.
Well, maybe he just hung around over there at Foster's.
Without Julie there?
Well, sure, you know the old technique. Getting in good with the folks is half the battle.
Yeah, come to think about it. You used to talk baseball with my father for hours.
Maybe Wally waited out in the bushes last night until Julie came home and then beat up on her new boyfriend.
Oh, Beaver, now you know that didn't happen.
Then how come you and Dad are so shook up?
We're not shook up. It's just that we're curious about where Wally was.
Hi.
Morning, Wally. Come on, everything's ready. Sit down.
Okay.
Dad, aren't you going to ask Wally what happened last night?
Beaver.
Oh, gee, Mom, you said you were curious.
Wally, I think you should know that your mother made the phone call for you last night and was told that Julie had already left on a date.
With a guy.
Oh, yeah, she was gone when I got there.
That's a shame, Wally.
Well, it was okay. I went to the show with Eddie and Lumpy.
Oh, well, I thought you'd be disappointed.
Oh, gee, no, it doesn't bother me in the least.
Yeah, but how come this morning when I made those kissing noises, you threw your shoe at me?
Hi, guys. Have we got bad tidings for you?
Lay off, Eddie. Why wreck the guy's day?
Hey, what's all this?
Your girlfriend, Julie Foster, has herself a new guy.
How do you know?
Ronnie and Jeff said they saw him together.
Sorry, buddy boy. It's all over school. You're out, Clyde. O-U-G-H-T, out.
Wait a minute. Who is this other guy?
Some new kid. I think he just transferred in from some swanky school back east.
Yeah, Vassar or something.
All right, big deal. So Julie was seen out with another guy. That doesn't mean anything.
That may not mean anything, but this does. Take a look.
I'll see you guys later.
Oh, well, hang around, pal. Don't be a sore loser.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, Wayne, I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Wally Cleaver, Eddie Haskell, Lumpy Rutherford,
Wayne Gregory.
What do you say, man? Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Julie's giving me a tour of the school.
Where would you like to go next, Wayne?
With you as a guide, Julie, who cares?
Oh, Wayne, the things you say.
Well, see you around, man.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there it is, pal. They're riding off into the sunset.
Hey, Wally, did you notice that guy's mustache?
Yeah, I noticed it. I noticed it. Tough luck, pal. Hey, you want the address of a good Lonely Hearts Club?
I'll see you guys.
Honestly, Julie? Wayne Gregory said that to you? It was just like in the movies. I felt just like Doris Kearns.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps.
I just adored a boy who's so adult and sophisticated.
Oh, and handsome. Really, what about Wally Cleaver?
Well, weren't you two dating? Well, yes, we were. Oh, I don't know. Wally's a real nice boy and all, but he's sort of naive and immature.
Wow. I'm sure glad Wally wasn't here.
Boy, you know it. If Wally had heard what we just heard, boy, naive and immature, he'd just about kill himself.
Well, we better not say anything to him.
That's right, Lump. And you just better remember that, too. Don't go running off at the face the next time you see him. So then she says, Wally's a real nice boy, but he's also naive and immature.
Julie said that?
I'm telling you, pal. If Lumpy hadn't held me back, I'd have gone right over there and read her off.
Yeah, well, thanks, Eddie.
Sure, pal. I wouldn't want you to be the last to know.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Hi. How's it feel to have a whole week coming up with nothing to do?
Okay, I guess. Say, Dad, you busy?
No. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh. Come on to Dan.
Where are you going?
I think I left my books in the hall. Will you just wait and get them later?
You know, Mom, when I was little, you and Dad never used to know what I was up to.
We knew. We just didn't let you know we knew.
Yeah, well, pull up a chair.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Dad, you've been practically all over the world, even to Las Vegas. Did you ever grow a mustache?
A mustache? No, I don't think I ever did, Wally. Why?
Oh, well, I was just wondering.
However, when I was with the Seabees, I did grow a beard.
You did?
Yeah, a lot of the fellas did.
Gee, no fooling. Well, how did it go over?
Go over?
Well, I mean, did it do you any good? Well, you know, with the women.
Oh.
Well, I was just curious to see if they paid more attention to you with a mustache or a beard.
Well, Wally, I never got a chance to find out.
You didn't?
No, you see, we were building a landing strip on a deserted atoll in the Pacific, and the nearest women were 2,000 miles away in the Fiji Islands.
Oh. Well, thanks anyway, Dad.
Nothing too serious with Wally.
Good.
That's wanting to raise a mustache is serious.
Wants to raise a mustache? Nothing serious?
My dear, he didn't say he was going to raise a mustache. He was just sort of sounding me out on the subject.
Now, why would a boy in high school possibly want to grow a mustache?
Don't you know?
No.
June, behind every mustache, there's a woman. That didn't come out quite right, but you know what I mean.
Aren't you going to tell me, Wally?
Tell you what?
What you're up to?
Now, what makes you think I'm up to something?
couple of years ago you started acting goofy like this, and the next thing, you sent away for that nose shrinker you wore at night.
You know something, Babe?
Yeah?
Don't be surprised if by the end of vacation you don't even recognize me.
You can go on in and wash up and brush your teeth if you want to.
How come you're letting me go first?
Well, look, do I need a reason to be nice to you?
Sure. You're my brother, aren't you?
Yeah, go on and get in there.
I thought I had something in my eye.
Ward, do you think Wally is really serious about growing a mustache?
Well, that stuff on his upper lip this morning wasn't crabgrass. Of course, it solves one problem.
What's that?
We know what to get him for Christmas. A mustache cup.
I was just thinking, that's like looking for a wheat field in Death Valley.
Breakfast kind of early this morning?
Well, maybe so. But with the boys starting back to school, I thought we are...
Wally said he'd be down in a minute. He's upstairs shaving.
He's shaving?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness. I was afraid he might go to school with that silly thing on his upper lip.
That's what's taking him so long. He's trying not to cut that silly thing off while he shaves the rest of his face.
Ward, don't you think you ought to?
Yeah.
Good morning, all.
Well, how do you like it?
You're really going to wear that to school?
Well, sure, Mom. That's why I grew it.
Hey, Wally, you better not order soup in the school cafeteria. It'll strain all the noodles out.
pass the cream, please.
No fooling, Dad. What do you think of it?
You've trimmed it very well, Wally.
Yeah. Do you think it gives me a more mature look?
Yes, it might make you look a little older.
I'll tell you one thing, Wally. You're no Cesar Romero. Oh, bye, Mom.
Have a good day, Beeve.
Well, Mother, see you after school.
All right, Wally.
Gee, Mom, you're going to like it once you get used to it. What's the matter?
Wally, I don't know. I just have a funny feeling.
Wally, Mom, you look just like you did the first time I crossed the street by myself.
Bye, Wally.
Good morning.
Oh, Julie. Hello there.
Hi, Wally. I haven't seen... Oh, no! Oh, Wally! You look so funny! It just doesn't go with your face. Where's Wyatt? Come on, Wally. Take it off now or we'll never get any work done.
Wait. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Wild Bill Hickok. Paladin? No, he's not on a horse.
Mitch Miller.
No, he didn't have enough left over for a beard.
Come on, guys, lay off, will you?
Well, who are you trying to hide from, Wally? Will the real Wally Cleaver. Please stand up.
All right, Fast. All right. You heard the bell.
Good morning, Mr. Barnes.
Morning, Edwin.
Morning, Mr. Barnes.
Barnes. Well, Mr. Cleaver, something new has been added, I see.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's take our seats, class. We have a lot of work to do this morning.
Hey, Wally, watch your step so that you don't trip over it.
And if you ever cut it off, save me a curl.
Class. Now, let's see if we can't get our minds off Mr. Cleaver's mustache and into 17th century Italy. Mr. Cleaver, I think you'll do better in a more upright posture.
Beaver, how'd it go the first day after vacation?
Like it always goes the first day after vacation. I guess the teachers get over vacation faster than the kids do.
Wally?
Hi, Mom.
Well, what brought that on?
Maybe he's being chased by a gang who saw his mustache and think he's Hitler.
Oh, hi.
Hi, dear. Something's going on with Wally. He just dashed in the house, ran upstairs, barely said hello.
Oh?
Let's go drag him out of his room, Dad, and see what's wrong with him.
Stay right where you are.
Hi, Dad.
How'd it go today, son?
Boy, not so good. You know, I think this is the longest day I've ever spent my whole life.
Oh?
Yeah, and all on account of this stupid thing.
Oh. So, now it's a stupid thing, huh?
Well, it must be. You know, I didn't really think it was, but the way everybody was laughing at me, including Julie Foster, has to be.
They give you a pretty bad time?
Boy, I'll say. You know, I couldn't understand it. That Wayne Gregory has a mustache, and it worked for him.
Well, maybe that's the key to it right there, Wally. What works for the other fellow doesn't always work for us.
No?
No, especially where girls are involved. When it comes to making an impression on them, I guess no one's really ever come up with a good substitute for just being yourself.
Yeah, but that was the whole thing, Dad. While I was being myself, she went for the other guy. Yeah. Wally, I'll tell you something about women, if you'll not let it go any further.
Oh, gee, no, dear.
You can always count on them being consistently unpredictable.
Yeah. You know, the more I understand them, the more I think I have to learn about them. How do you like it now?
I'll buy that.
You know something, Dad?
Yeah?
When you grew that beard, you were pretty lucky having those girls 2,000 miles away.
I'll tell you something, Wally. I think those girls were pretty lucky, too.
Well, Beaver, I thought you were going to go by Wally's school and watch him practice.
Oh, we were. But Gilbert said there was always a lot of girls hanging around after practice, so we didn't go.
You mean you and Gilbert don't like girls?
Well, we like girls okay, and we like sports, too. But when you mix the two of them together, neither one of them are any fun.
Wally.
Oh, yeah, Julie?
I've been waiting for you to finish practice.
Yeah, well, I finished.
Can I talk to you?
Well, gee, don't you have a date with that Wayne Gregory or something?
No, Wally, I'm not seeing Wayne anymore.
Oh, really? That's very interesting.
No, I guess I just went for him because of the way he talked or something.
The way he talked, huh? Well, gee, that's great. I mean, would you like to go get a malt or something?
Gee, I'd love to. Oh, Wally, did you really grow that mustache just for me?
Yeah, I guess I sort of did.
I think that's the nicest, sweetest thing I ever heard of.
Gee, no fooling.
Mm-hmm. But, Wally, please don't ever do it again.
If you're a fan of Leave It to Beaver, you may recall such fine episodes as Wally's Car, Wally's Car Accident, and Lumpy's Car Trouble. Continuing in this fine tradition of vehicular comedy, TV Land is proud to present Wally Buys a Car. Coming up next.